Welcome back to Champlain Valley Game Night right here on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. This has been a very fun week for me because as a former college pitcher, we've gotten to talk a lot about pitch sequence and pitch usage, and it's been a chance for me to geek out about the art of pitching. And we're going to continue to do that now because there's something that's been frustrating me for the entire season, and someone has started to answer my questions. So let's go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line and find ourselves Cheryl Ring. She covers baseball for Fangraphs.com, one of the best sites if you are a baseball fan. Cheryl, how are you?
I am just fine. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. And what's been vexing me is Sonny Gray and a lot of Yankee fans in this area. And we talked about it with Buster Olney on Wednesday. We asked him about it. So Gray has been kind of a guy who, since he got to the Yankees, people have said he pitches defensive. And I take that to mean he doesn't trust his stuff and he nitpicks at the corners and he throws a lot of breaking balls simply because he doesn't trust his stuff. You wrote an article at Fangraphs that said, this might not just be a Sonny Gray philosophy. This might be a Yankees philosophy. Kind of tell us what you found out.
A couple of my colleagues at Fangraphs who write wonderful stuff, and I highly recommend it, were talking for a while about how the Yankees have this philosophy of avoiding fastballs. Guys, even though the Yankees have fastest fastball velocity, basically in the history of the game with Luis Severino and Aroldis Chapman and Chad Green and Dellin Betances, Tommy Canely, you're talking about pitchers who have these elite fastballs, but instead they end up throwing their fastballs only 30% of the time, Masahiro Tanaka sometimes in the teens. And pitchers who join the Yankees tend to join into this philosophy. And one of the things I've always been curious about is whether this kind of philosophy, whether you use your fastball that sparingly when it's such an elite pitch, can ever backfire on a pitcher who has more of a pitch mix than, say, Luis Severino does. And so when I started digging into Sonny Gray's struggles, one of the first things that I noticed was he followed, just like all the other Yankee pitchers, this philosophy of I'm going to table my fastball and my breaking stuff. And I found really interesting array and his underlying ERA metrics, things like fielding independent pitching and expected fielding independent pitching, Sierra, that sort of thing. The less he uses his fastball, the worse those peripherals get. And it seems to me that that's partially because his command over his non-fastball pitches, stuff like his curveball, which is a great curveball, but he often throws that curveball outside the strike zone. So if you're talking about a pitcher who all of a sudden is using a curveball that's meant to be an out pitch as a get-ahead pitch, it's not going to work the same way. Sonny Gray seems to be the kind of pitcher who needs to use all of his pitches, mix up all of his pitches, and pitch off his fastball, which means he may be the one starting pitcher that doesn't fit well with the Yankees' philosophy.
And it seems odd because when the Yankees acquired Sonny Gray last year, he was lauded and praised for his ability to get ground balls with his sinker and his two-seam fastball, and that was important in a small ballpark like Yankee Stadium. Why would the Yankees try to change the thing that made him such an appealing trade candidate?
I think it goes to that organizational philosophy that when you have such good fastballs, you can use it as out pitches. But also I think that, and obviously the Yankees have far more information than I do, but I think when you have guys like Masahiro Tanaka, whose fastball is, it's decent, but it's actually by runs above average, it's not that. And you're starting pitchers with fastballs like that, Jordan Montgomery's fastball isn't the greatest. So you end up learning to pitch backwards, and pitching backwards does have some benefit because the fastball is the easiest pitch to hit. And when you're in a small ballpark, you tend to take that into account. But with Sonny Gray, I think it's different, and perhaps it's something that the Yankees didn't realize when they initially traded for him. Perhaps they thought he'd be a good fit for the system. Gray has always lived off that sinker. Even in 2016 when he was struggling, it was because he couldn't locate his sinker well. And I put a couple of graphs in my articles, a couple of heat maps that showed that he's missing swings and misses, especially to left-handed hitters and especially in, and those are the swings that he would ordinarily get with his two-seam or with his sinker because he's just tabled those pitches in favor of his curveball. Now, you've seen some organizations like the Astros, some very progressive organizations, do the same kind of thing with Lance McCullers. Well, I have this great curveball, I'll just throw it all the time. But the problem is, as great as Sonny Gray's breaking stuff is, it's not at a Lance McCullers level. And Gray's greatness has always been in his ability to mix his pitches and get ground balls. He isn't a pitcher in the McCullers-type mold where you can throw 60, 70, 80% curveballs and be effective that way.
Cheryl, we'll get you out of here on this. You mentioned Lance McCullers with the Astros, who throws his curveball a ton. Two other pitchers who are heavily breaking ball dominant as starters come to mind. One is Rich Hill in L.A. The other is Drew Pomeranz here in Boston, who we watch, who frustrates the heck out of me. So what seems to be an easy thing for me as far as the Sonny Gray discussion is the curveball is just a lower percentage pitch of being able to throw strikes. So you talk about his walk rate going up. You just can't control that pitch. It seems like an easy fix to me. But then I hear, well, he's going to fix his mechanics. And, well, he's going to have a personal catcher. They think those things are the issue. This seems like, why can't anybody figure this out?
Well, I will notice that in his last start, Sonny Gray's fastball percentage shot way up again. I don't know if somebody caught this, somebody read my article, maybe somebody was noticing that his fastball, his use is correlated with just how good he is. The interesting thing about Rich Hill and Drew Pomeranz that you mentioned, they're both left-handers. And their curveballs, they both have the ability to throw multiple varieties of their curveballs for strikes. And that's why Rich Hill, when he's at his best, can be so efficient throwing so many curveballs. But Sonny Gray is a ground ball pitcher, or supposed to be a ground ball pitcher, whereas Hill and Pomeranz are both fly ball pitchers. And so it's a completely different philosophy. And I think that what the Yankees were doing was trying to turn Gray into something he's not. And he is one of those pitchers who needs that full five-pitch arsenal that he has, especially the fastball and the lefties, and especially in a small ballpark. It may be counterintuitive, especially in this day and age. Fastball is the easiest pitch to hit, and it is. When you have a pitcher like Sonny Gray who is so reliant on sequencing everything he throws, moves, it's important to show different looks, because otherwise hitters can just learn to recognize his curveball and lay off it.
Cheryl Ring, Fangraphs.com, Sabermetrics of Baseball, one of my favorite sites to go to. We use it a lot here for Champlain Valley Game. Now, Cheryl, we appreciate the time and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.